My subject is communion is supernatural healing. Communion is supernatural healing. Now, this excites me because we have done communion over and over again throughout the time I've been saved. We have done communion. And you know, we prepare ourselves for it. We make sure that we have prepared our minds. It's a solemn event. It's a time that we do certain things. You know, we make sure we're cleansed on the inside. This is what we did growing up. Make sure that, you know, we didn't have any sin on us or tried to make sure we didn't when we took communion. Some of us would not take communion if we had done something wrong the night before. We just wouldn't. You know, they would pass the cup and we would not take that. But I'm here to say to you right now that communion is not just a ritual to be observed. Now, I was happy to teach this today because usually when I do communion, I have like 5 minutes to talk about it. But since we are now in the midst of this terrible COVID and the resurgence of the infections, and now the numbers are going up again, I want us to get in touch with what God has given us as supernatural healing. Now, I don't know if you looked at communion as supernatural healing, but my point to you today is that God has given us this bread. Here's a little cup, and he's given us these two elements for supernatural healing. I hope you knew that. If you didn't, I'm going to go through it today so you can see exactly what this is. The scripture here says that because people don't discern the body, they don't discern the body, many have been sick, many have been weak, and many have died prematurely. Now, we know that we have this right. If you've read scriptures, you know Jesus always healed. He didn't always raise the dead. He did not always stop the storm, but he always healed. And so we understand that healing is actually, I've heard somebody say, healing is the children's bread. I don't know if you ever thought of communion as something that is supernatural healing, but it is. It is something that you can use for supernatural healing. Now, of course, when we're sick, there are some things that we've got to do. You can't keep disobeying, you know, principles of health, you know, eating too much salt or eating too much pork or, you know, you can't disobey the principles of good health and think that you're just going to be okay. We have to obey those principles. We need to do, now, because there is healing power, which I'm talking about today with this supernatural healing, but there's also healing wisdom. Some things you're not going to catch if you follow the principles of exercise and of eating the right things. But now, when sickness attacks, there is something that God has given to us that's a very powerful thing, and that is communion. Really? Communion? Yes. He's given us communion as supernatural healing. Now, if we can discern the body, the scripture says, those that did not discern the body, they were weak and they were sick, and some of them died prematurely. Now, we don't want that to happen to us. So hopefully today I can kind of explain this, and so you can see it around the world. So now you can use communion as a form of supernatural healing. Now, in the scripture, here's a point I want to make to you today. When sins are forgiven, bodies are released. When sins are forgiven, bodies are released. The Lord spoke in the book of Mark, the second chapter. Let me read this for you. This is the man who, you know, we talk about some men went up on the roof and lowered him down into the presence of Jesus so he could be healed. Now, listen to what is said here. Now, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. This is Mark, the second chapter. By digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven. Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, this man was paralyzed. What did he care about his sins being forgiven? What did that mean to him? He just wanted to be healed. But now, it says here in the eighth verse, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. They were thinking, how can this person forgive sins? Who is he? But Jesus says this, why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take up your mat and go home. Is it easier for me to say your sins are forgiven, or is it easier for me to say rise up and walk? In other words, the two are equal. When sins are forgiven, bodies are released. This excites me because, you know, Jesus really focused in on washing away sins in his crucifixion. His blood and his sacrifice was to take away the sins of the world. When John the Baptist saw him, he said, this is the Lamb of God. John 1st chapter 29th verse, he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Now I know people are happy to say, cover me with your blood, Lord. But the blood of Jesus did not just cover. It was not just an atonement. It took it out. It took it away. It took away the sins of the world. And if his blood and his sacrifice took it away, he also bore our sicknesses and our infirmities. If he took the sin out, he also healed our bodies. Now, we know that death came when Adam and Eve sinned, death came. And we realize that usually one of the major causes of death is sickness. Usually right there, when a person passes away, on the certificate, it says cause of death. And usually there's some disease there. So we know sickness and disease ushers in death. So we understand that in order for man to be redeemed from this, there would have to be a sacrifice made to take away the sins. When we take communion, we remember the event that took away the sins. It took it out. Now, many of us, when we were growing up, if we sinned, we wouldn't take communion. And now that I've studied the scriptures, I know. Why would you not take communion if you have sinned? If it is us remembering Jesus taking away the sins, it was the blood that took the sins away. Communion reminds us of the thing that took away the very thing that caused death to come on us. And death came on the heels of sickness. It comes a lot of times on the heels of sickness. So Jesus masterfully took away the sins. 1 Peter, the second chapter, the 24th verse says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. This is what communion reminds us of, that he took our sins in his own body on the tree. He took them away. And if he took them out, when you take away the cause of death, when you take away the cause of sickness coming on people, then bodies are released. Bodies are released. Now, we can go all the way back to the Old Testament and see the Passover. I think that's in Exodus, the 12th chapter, when it speaks about the Passover and how, you know, Pharaoh would not let them go. And Jesus, not Jesus, but the Lord spoke to Moses and said to him, take a lamb without spot, without blemish. We know who this lamb was in the New Testament. in the Old Testament, they would take that lamb and they would kill it. They would sprinkle the blood over the side post and over the doorpost. And when he did that, you know the story, the death angel rode through the camp and Pharaoh let them go. They were released when the blood of the lamb was shed. We know that centuries later, there would be a Lamb of God that would not just come to deliver them from Pharaoh, but would come and deliver us from the ancient master Satan. And Jesus came in as a lamb without spot and without blemish. When we come to the communion hour, he said, remember me, remember what I did. First of all, he had to take away the cause of sickness. He took the sins on himself. As 1 Peter said, he bore it on his own body. When we take communion and we take that part, the cup where the blood is, and we drink that, we are remembering that Jesus has washed away all of our sins. But what is the point of your sins being forgiven and there be no physical manifestation of that? When people speak words, they're very inspiring. But when God spoke words from the beginning, whenever he spoke words, there was always a physical manifestation. He said certain things, and then he saw the result of what he said. When we get into the Word of God, we see that when the sins are forgiven, there is a physical manifestation that happens. This is why communion is a two-part blessing. Sins are forgiven by the blood. Bodies are released by the body. I want you to discern and understand it's a two-part blessing. Sins forgiven, bodies released. You can stand before the court of heaven when you take communion. Why is it so important? Because communion is a part of a covenant that we have with God. Covenant is a solemn oath. It is the strongest contract that exists because it is done in blood. It reminds us of when they used to split the animals and lay them out there, and they would walk through the blood in a covenant event. Jesus did not take animals. He took his own blood. His own blood, and walked through that. Blood was in his head. Blood was all over his body. Blood was on his feet. He established a covenant. Now, why is that important to you? Because you can't get out of a covenant. Covenant is something once done in blood. It's like forever. God established a covenant with his people through the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't want to get complicated here because I just want to simply say to you, I just want to ask you, did you know that communion is supernatural healing? It stands to reason because Adam and Eve, they fell when they ate something. They ate the fruit from the tree that the Lord said, you're not supposed to eat that. And when the day you eat it, you shall surely die. Now, it stands to reason that if they ate something and it made them fall, that God Almighty has devised a plan that we can eat something and be supernaturally healed. When we remember this Lamb of God and how even in the Passover, they ate that lamb. Why? For physical strength. And the scripture says, I think it's in Psalms 105, said there was not one feeble among them. They didn't come out of there limping. They didn't come out of there crippled. They didn't come out of there handicapped. There was not one feeble among their tribes. I believe that's the reason that the Lord has given us communion. So we can begin to set things up here in the church and in the kingdom. We can set it up as a platform for healing for people. You know, a lot of things, a lot of times you got to put some things in place. I believe that many of us, while we readily accept that our sins are forgiven, we kind of relax when it comes to healing. Maybe it's because that sometimes that's a real battle. But even in the promised land, when the Lord promised Israel, "I've given you this land," there were giants in the land. I submit to you today that the many diseases that we go through, the many diseases that we find on in our lives or coming through the bloodline, these are giants because the Lord promised us healing. Now, I said to you in the beginning that I hate sickness because I had to try to breathe coming up as a child. It was a labor for me to breathe. And so I formed really an animosity about sickness. I hate it. And I hate what it does. I hate how it takes money from us and takes our loved ones away. Well, Jesus devised a way for you to be able to remember that the Lamb of God took away the sins of the world. What does that mean for you? He told the sick of palsy, "I want you to be glad your sins are forgiven." What did that mean? Well, Jesus said, "Is it easier for me to say sins are forgiven or rise up and walk?" I'm saying to you right now, you discover that your sins are forgiven, you can tell sickness to get up off your body. You are judiciously released from sickness. You are. But it may be time to fight. The reason I wrote this book is because I know that we, many of us, have been in meetings and have gotten our healings, and for some reason you can lose it. If you're not willing to stand in faith, and I mean sometime you're going to have to fight, even though healing is the children's bread, you're going to have to take it from the enemy. You're going to have to snatch it out of his hands. I mean, he grips and he holds on to it and tries to make you think you're going to have to be sick the rest of your life. But I'm here to tell you today, I want faith for your healing to come alive. When you take communion, some people tell me they take it every day now. When you drink that blood and when you eat that body, I want you to know that God has given you a supernatural event. You can do it every day. You don't have to wait till first Sunday. You don't have to wait till we're going to have communion here Sunday at World Overcomers. I hope you're ready. Get ready to be healed. We're not going to stay sick and weak. We're not going to die prematurely. Even in this COVID, I remember as I read the scripture in Egypt land, how the Lord had favor on Israel while Egypt was going through curses and going through all kinds of plagues. This is what I am proclaiming for the body of Christ. While the world is going through all manner of sickness and stuff, we have the elements of healing given to us by Jesus Christ himself. The scripture says the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Now, if you got disease in your body, take his. If you got sickness in your body. Now, these things happen through faith. This takes us to a higher level. I know there are ways to be healed through medications. There are ways to be healed through many different other things. And these days, doctors have so many great advances. They were never before able to take a heart and replace it with another heart and livers and kidneys and all these different things. They were never able to do that. Now we have the knowledge to do that. And sometimes God will lead you through that so that they can give you, you know, they can operate on you and take certain things out and put certain things in. Thank God for the doctors. But if there is no answer among the doctors, if they tell you something and they've given you a terminal diagnosis, I want to submit to you the supernatural healing of God Almighty. There are times when, you know, we hear reports, and these reports can make you shake in your boots, especially since COVID. They're saying people who already got their shots, "I got my shots, But now they're saying you can get it and you can pass it on to somebody else. Well, I said it's time for us to get back into our covenant of healing. I said a covenant is a contract in blood. Do you know that the contract you have with God is in blood? Do you know since it's in the blood of Jesus, it cannot fail? But now somebody has to stand on it. We've got to stand on our rights. The scripture says in the book of Psalms, chapter 103, I think it's verse 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thy iniquities, heals all thy diseases. Now, why would we take the forgiving of our iniquities and not fight for the healing of our diseases? I tell you, I want the whole thing. Don't leave anything out. Lord, give me the whole thing. And you and I have a covenant. We're not to be weak and sickly. We're not to die prematurely. That may be happening in the other camp. But believers have a covenant with God. He told us, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, if there are any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. I think that's the book of James. Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. When sins are forgiven, when the blood is shed and sins are washed away, bodies are released. Did you know that when Jesus died, this is such a strong truth, that even when Jesus died, I think it's in the 27th chapter of the book of Matthew, it says that bodies of the saints got up out the graves. What I mean, bodies got up out the graves after the blood of Jesus was shed. Wow, that is a powerful move of God. What was he showing us? When sins are forgiven, bodies are released. Now, if you see that your sins have been forgiven, and it's throughout scriptures that they have been forgiven, Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we being dead to sin, in other words, dead to the penalty of sin, we are not eligible for the penalty of sin. We are not in line for the penalty. We are now in line for the blessing. And this is the blessing. Right there in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, with his stripes ye were healed. Let me take you to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. It says, he was bruised for our transgression. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Jesus, it's talking about Jesus. He was wounded, he was bruised for the things we did. But then it says, by his stripes, we are healed. Healing belongs with this. It is not just that your sins are forgiven. There must be a physical manifestation of the fact that your sins are forgiven. Now, I know things change. They change as our sins are forgiven and we begin to walk in the light of the word of God. You know, your responses change. You have more love toward people as you follow the scriptures. Well, follow this. With his stripes, we are healed. Your sins are now forgiven. When you take communion now, I want you to get ready. Get ready to do some things that your body could not do before. Why? Because now you are exercising faith in the communion hour. And wherever you exercise faith, God will show up. When you take this little wafer and you break it and you eat it, when you do that, understand, I'm taking the body of Jesus Christ into my body. Jesus said, this is my body broken for you. Let's take that. The scripture says, after he had supped, he took the cup and he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood." Wow. The new covenant in my blood. Sins are forgiven. The causes of sickness and death have been taken away, and we drink that cup. With his stripes, we are healed. Take that. Believe that. Walk in that. If you're going to fight when sickness comes to attack, when sin comes to try to come back into your life, knowing, you know, I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. Knowing that you no longer are a fornicator. You no longer are a liar. You no longer are somebody that will lie, cheat, and steal. It comes back, you know, it knocks on your door. You know, old relationships try to come back in, knocking on your door at a weak moment. But just as you resist the devil, let's begin to resist sickness. And let's do it with the elements that God has given to us. I'm so glad to share this with you today. I was so happy to find out that communion is supernatural healing. Now, no longer do you want to, or do I want to, no longer should we just take it as a ritual. When you get ready to take that communion, I mean, and you can get yourself some grape juice and some crackers at home. You can take it every day. Jesus said, when you do it in remembrance of me. Now, when you eat that body, remember, his body got up out the grave. If the same spirit, if the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. When you take that body, understand that there's power in that body. And the Holy Spirit will quicken. That means make alive. Look for it. See, when you don't expect God to move, then it's difficult for him to move. But if you're expecting, when I take this communion, the life of Jesus Christ will come into my body. I want you to take it. I want you to stand for it and believe that's what God has for you on this day. Amen. I hope you got something out of that. It is exciting to me every time I take communion. We're going to take it on Sunday coming up. So I hope you can come out and be a part of this, but get ready to be healed because communion is supernatural healing. All right, until the next time we get together, the next Bible study, blessings and favor in your life in Jesus' name.